This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Hey, get out of here. You were invited.
I see how it is.
You want to see how what is?
No, I said I see how it is.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so, BGG Con. Board Game Geek Con. We're here. It's Thursday night. What do you want to say?
This is Dr. Glory Hog. I specialize in all things board gaming.
And I'm Glory Hound, and this is the Uninvited Gamers. We don't have all of the Uninvited Gamers here tonight, but it's just me and Glory Hog today. Let's see here.
So, I want to talk about our loot. Let's talk about what we got just for coming to the con.
Right. Well, yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but I kind of want to talk about your experience with the con, because this is probably, like, the biggest board game convention we've been to thus far.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty large. They've got a huge gaming room with lots of open gaming. They have different hallways just for different types of games, like the war game area, quiet game area, lots of different things like that.
Yeah. It's almost intimidating, though. Like, me being an introvert, I'm like, ooh, like, who do I talk to? What do I do? Like, I'm passing by tables. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Right. Well, they try to mitigate that by having the teachers wanted signs, like little flags that you can put up.
Right. No, it's a good system.
And, you know, players wanted flags. I will say the biggest thing is there doesn't appear to be a lot of scheduled gaming, which, you know, some cons are different. Some have a lot of scheduled gaming. Some have open gaming. This is primarily open gaming. So, you know, bring friends or expect to read rule books or expect to just try to jump into any random game open that you see and just try it out. I mean, but you really do have to kind of jump in there and just throw yourself in the mix.
Right. Well, we arrived on Wednesday and it was primarily just go to the library, pick out games, have open gaming. Thursday, though, was definitely a different animal.
Yeah, because we spent almost the whole day in the exhibitor hall.
Yeah, well, exhibitor halls.
Well, plural. Right, there are, yeah. Yeah, there were two halls, definitely.
And yeah, that did. It took up pretty much our entire day. When did we get back to the room? We left at probably like 9 and we got back to the room at like
7:30, 8?
It was late.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And that's just from walking two gigantic halls and talking to some people. And we
did stop to talk a lot, and then we got to play some games.
Yeah. And I kind of liked that, because as you're going around to the different vendors and stuff, you can see what they have, and then they kind of teach you a game there.
Right. Well, you've got a captive teacher. I mean, somebody that has to teach you how to play a game.
You must play a game.
Which you don't always get, especially without scheduled gaming. It can be very difficult, especially if you are an introverted person, to just find a group or a game. And we don't really know anybody here. I mean, we've ran across people that we know, definitely, but we didn't do that until later today.
I got to see Suzanne. It was awesome.
From? Where is she from? For,
well, on Twitter. I follow her on Twitter.
Just
it was
a random
awesome.
Name. I She's saw somebody sweet. Named Jeff. It was super awesome. His name was Jeff.
I was very excited.
You guys probably know him. Everybody knows a Jeff.
There's other people that I saw, but that, like, I would never approach.
Eric Lang.
Yeah.
I saw Eric Lang.
Yeah.
A lot of the Steve Jackson Men in Black people were here that are
I talked to them, though.
Right.
But, like,
But you got to meet him in person.
Tom Vassell,
yep. Sam Healy,
right.
From Dice Tower.
Yeah.
Ran across them.
Like, and I see all those people, I'm like, oh. But I'm so introverted, watch it played I don't
guy.
Wanna...
You ran across the Watch It Played guy who does some of those game demos.
I'm
he was
so
here.
Introverted, I just don't want to say anything. I'm like,
yeah,
the
she
worst.
Did look very scared.
I did. Yeah, I observed from afar.
Mm-hmm.
I waved with my eyes.
Okay. That wasn't a thing. She didn't. She did not wave with her eyes.
You don't know what I did.
Well, let's talk about, so when you purchase your ticket, part of what comes with that is you do actually just straight up right away get some games, which is nice. So if you don't bring games, you're going to have some.
It was the most exciting registration I think I've ever had.
Yeah, usually you register and you go and they're like, here's your lanyard. And you're like, oh, cool.
Yay,
or here's
and
your
like,
badge.
Here's some dice and a badge.
It's on a shoestring. And you're like, oh, cool. And here's one die with our name on it. You're like, oh, awesome.
Wee.
Go local con. Which is really cool, of course. It's still, I mean, it's exciting then. But this one was like, oh, go pick a game from the first shelf. The second shelf has a game that's included in a magazine. And then go pick a game on the third shelf.
Right. And plus, take these little mini games and
right, there's also mini games and card games and stuff like that.
It's everything is a game, you know?
Right. We got some games from Level 99, Dragon Punch. It's a little small card game. It is not very big, but it's a little card game, you know? Yeah. It's free.
Level 99 games, man. It's a little take with you game.
And the big thing is, what were the big games that they gave out? They had two different core sets, the base sets for
Pathfinder,
right, yeah. So they had the Scoundrels and Skullport, Skulls and Scoundrels, the pirate themed one that came out after the first one, I believe.
Right.
And then they had which is the one I went with, which was the third one, which is the Wrath of Righteousness. So it looks like we'll be able to mix this in with our original Pathfinder game and just kind of mix in. I mean, to get a big Pathfinder game, that's usually, you know, you're going to spend some decent money to get one of those box sets.
Right.
Because it's the whole base game. It's not, we're not talking about just, oh, here's an expansion. They're like, here's a game. Right.
Enjoy this.
So that was surprising. I did not bring a big enough bag because it was bigger than the bag I brought because I did not expect that. And then, I mean, what else was there? I mean, we also picked up Mage Wars Academy, which is pretty hot right now. I know it's definitely on their buzz list.
Yeah.
That they're running and talking about. And that was really cool. It's got the dice.
And that's from Arcane Wonders.
Excellence from Dice Tower, right? Yeah. Arcane Wonders. And that's a cool game, which is actually kind of fortuitous because we just bought the other one they have, the bigger one, which is not Academy. What is it called? Arcade? No. Arena.
Arena,
Mage Wars Arena, which is the bigger one. Mage Wars Academy, it seems like it's just two smaller ones.
Robber Knights from Queen Games, and that's a tile placing game.
Right, that's the one I picked up.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. And then we got Hex
from Hasbro.
Yeah, from Hasbro.
And Indigo.
And that's more of Indiegogo. Like a party game.
Funded by Indigo.
But like the big thing is that these are the games that we chose. There were other games there to choose from.
Right, there was Terra, another big, large party game that was on the first shelf.
Since we arrived late on Wednesday, I don't know if they had other games than the ones we saw, because I've heard that the really good ones get, picked over first, I don't know what they had.
Big stacks. I honestly don't believe there was that much, because when we walked down that one hallway, there was, three pallets full of Robber Knights.
Either way, if you're paying X amount of money, I can't even remember how much we paid for the tickets, but if you're paying X amount of money for the tickets, it's awesome to just go in and, you're not just paying for, the environment and everything. They're just here are free board games, and here's a free game to play where you can win board games, win a trip to Essen,
It's
big prizes, man.
Talk about the library. I mean, that's Board Game Geek has, they said, around 10,000 games currently, and it's always being added to. We were watching them pick up some new games to add to the library while we were there.
Yeah.
Because distributors are giving them out. Some of the game companies are giving them out and saying, hey, put this in your library. People want to play it, and they do. And they had, 4,000 games? That's their best 4,000, pretty much, out there. It was rows upon rows of games. You'll have to look at some of the pictures on her site.
It's a ridiculous amount of games.
When you've got three Baker shelves filled with, just the games that start with A.
It wasn't three. Yeah, just the games that start with A.
That's not even, and those were just the games that have been out for more than a year. They had a whole nother section of just, these are the games that have been released in the last couple months.
If you pretty much want to play games. Anything, they pretty much have it here, you know? There were so many games walking into that big room that I hadn't seen before. I'm like, where did all these games come from? I haven't seen any of these.
Right, you get to, you get used to your local store, and you're like, oh, I've looked at all these, I don't want these.
Right, and you see get the excited new ones about the coming new releases, in and stuff, yeah.
And you don't realize that the amount of games, there's a plethora of games, there's just too many games almost. It was intense. I would need to bring, maybe 5 more days and 100 friends, and then if we all split up into groups, we could probably play through all of them.
Yeah. And so on Wednesday, the vendor halls were not open. On Thursday, they opened today, and there were people waiting in line for Terra Mystica.
Terraforming Mars.
Terraforming Mars, yeah, that's right. Which promptly sold out in 14 minutes, so we did not get Terraforming Mars, sadly.
But, we also didn't wait in line for an hour. So
that's very true. We didn't wait in line for an hour. But it's interesting because as you go around the game floor, we stopped at Cool Mini or Not, and we got a game from there. What is it? Raise Your Goblets?
Yeah, Razor Goblets, which isn't widely distributed yet.
Right, exactly. But that's not something I knew going into there. It was somebody that I had seen with the game, and we talked about it, and they're like, oh, it's an awesome party game.
Yeah, because we were going to go... Oh, I love that.
It's like off the Prince's Bride, where you're poisoning goblets and everything. Like, this is excellent. And then I went to talk to Cool Mini or Not, and they're like, oh, yeah, these haven't hit the shelves yet. Like, they won't until next year. And I was like, ooh, we better get that. And that was,
they said, like, March, I believe.
Yeah, and it's something that, like, you don't know until you go there and you start asking questions and figuring out, and I was like, oh, I haven't seen this game before. And it's not like
we weren't going to stop there because because
it's Cool Mini or Not, Arcadia of course.
Arcadia Quest, Zombie Side.
Because we have all those so games. Much Cool Mini or Not, okay?
The Grizzled. yes, definitely have quite a few. Yeah. Blood Rage was another good one. Mm-hmm. So we were looking, you know, because we're checking out promos and stuff, and Cool Mini or Not, they actually had some promos that were actually pretty nice. There's a little packet of cards for a couple of different games. So if you purchase something
from them, a lot of the vendors are giving out, like, little promo things. And with Cool Mini or Not, they give you a packet of stuff from a bunch of their different games. Right. So what did we get in that promo pack?
So you got, like, a card for Nortec. I'm not sure what game that actually goes to. Oh, wait. No, just kidding. I probably do. Xenoshift.
Okay.
Yes, Xenoshift. And then they had cards for both Zombicide and Zombicide Black Plague. Besieged. There's cards for that also. And then one of the cool ones, because it's a game that we actually really like to play, is it came with four new starter cards for our Arcadia Quest. So an improved slingshot that does better if you don't move. Which is pretty cool. I mean, like,
I love promos.
Use it, right, and you're going to use it right away. Oh, yeah, we love promos.
Yeah.
That was our first question in almost. Luckily, you guys have promos.
Luckily, we scored two packs of promos, so we're going to keep one for ourselves. And I think we should give that the second one.
Yeah, well, all you have to do to score two packs is go buy big games from them twice. So very easy to do to get, five or six cards. For
the people that aren't here.
Right.
I think we should probably give away one of the packs.
Throw large sums of money at them, they will give you a little packet of cards. Well, that's
very nice of them.
But the nice thing I will say that, I mean, a lot of the board gaming conventions we go to in Arizona have a lot of board gaming, but it's mostly, there's some board games selling, but you don't run across as many promos. You don't get the
vendors and promos or
Kickstarter
like
stuff. Like, we picked up, Kodami and the Tree Spirits? Kodama?
Yeah,
there you go.
It's the little...
It's probably a different language. That's why
it's the game where you're building, like, a little tree. It's very pretty. Like, yeah, it's a super gorgeous game.
Right, and it's from...
by Indie Board... What? Board Games?
Boards and Cards. Indie
Boards and Cards,
INDIE. Yeah, and it came with... They gave us not only a promo card or two, but they also gave us the Kickstarter cards.
Yeah, the Kickstarter cards, which was awesome.
Right, because we did not catch that one. Yeah,
and
we only have almost all of our money involved in Kickstarter, but not quite all of it, apparently, because we missed one. So that's awkward for us. Well,
and that's the cool thing is because, like, you know, we went to Plaid Hat Games, and, you know, instead of ordering their cards online or something, you can just go there and be like, hey, what do you have as extras for the games? And we ended up getting, two things for $5
right.
each or
something? So we had the Felicia Day, and we had some of the other ones, but we ended up getting, for $5 or so, it was Roberta Plum. So that's the drunk Santa's wife, Mrs. Claus.
Which is, like,
and
the
best.
And
she might also be drunk.
Yeah, it's the best card ever. She is. She's totally drunk. She's holding a bottle.
And Rich Summer. You got a guy with a, looks like a chainsaw on a motorcycle and glasses. You're probably going to do well. And it, you know, came with some Crossroad cards involving him.
Yeah. Well, and I love Roberta Plum because it's like Mall Mrs. Claus, and she has her cigarette in her hand and her
right,
because
there's always a
wine.
Mrs. Claus there.
Right,
I don't,
exactly.
You know, they help out.
Set. You have to have the perfect set.
You definitely do. And if you have both in the same game, I mean, how good would that be? And then there was just a lot of games that we'd never seen before. Because there was, well, like Razor Gauntlets was a good example, and some of the games that they were giving out. But I got to get...
I think Vault Wars was the cutest one that had, like, the cutest theme that I thought.
So, if you've ever watched Storage Wars on TV, where they're bidding on storage, basically abandoned storage centers, you know, U-Hauls, if you will, and they're saying, oh, I'll pay $500, $600, and they're basically trying to hopefully find something good inside the vault, something good inside the storage unit to sell for more money than what they bid on,
this
obviously,
is, like,
right?
The fantasy-themed storage wars. So, like, you play as elves, dwarves, whatever, and then you're bidding on these storage compartments, these vaults,
the best
that adventurers have left there.
Well, not even left. So when adventurers die, they auction off their gear. So, you know, think about all the things you picked up while adventuring. You know, you got the Duck of Doom that you accidentally picked up in the dungeon. That's got to get sold. Any mystical swords, weird rings, wands,
old clothes, level one clothes.
Right, unidentified wands, you gotta get rid of those, you know, somebody's gotta identify them eventually. So all those cool things, you get to bid them off. So, you know, you start off with knowing what's in it, and then everybody else bids, and you also get to bid, and if they don't pick it up, you get to pick it up. But there's a lot of player interaction. It's
bartering and like a blind bidding thing. And
right. Well, there's lots of times where you get to like peek at two random cards. And then the person who's auctioning might be able to take one of the cards and put it back in. And, you know, and then there's also the mechanic where you might want to collect all the junk. Like your person might do better if you hoard and collect all the junk.
Right, because each person.
Or you might do better if you pick up just gems or.
Right, each person, if you're like an orc or an elf or whatever, they have a special ability with that. So
right, well, they're all like different people. Right, yeah, because you're like the hoarder or, you know.
And that's by Floodgate, and I haven't seen a whole lot from them, so it'll be something new for us. Yeah, I don't think
we own any other Floodgate games, but we actually got to see it, and it was, you know, demo it, and that was actually really cool. We were really enjoying that. Then you get to pick up other cool stuff, you know, like, you know, play mats. I know there's a lot of play mats for the Magic players out there. So if you want a play mat that's not Magic related, you can get ones for Lotus and all these other different types of board games. So if you really like board games and Magic, you can kind of, you know,
mix and match them. With that,
definitely. Or, you know, a lot of games out there are card games.
The Kitty Paw one is so cute.
Right, and then you got something to play all your card games on. And, you know, Ultra Pro was here. And so they not only did they sponsor a room where they had a couple people there that would actually teach you games and demo them for you. They also had some of their stuff out there, like gravity dice and dice bags and sleeves and boxes.
Right.
And all their different products, which is really cool. And I finally got to pick up one of the dice bag mimics that looks like the little chest. And when you unzip it, you pull out its tongue. And it's, you know, it's the chest that you think is a chest, but it's really going to bite your face instead.
It's like the Chompy chest.
Like Chompy from Fable, that's right. But before Chompy, it was just a regular little mimic.
Right. And, you know, like, the awesomest thing is, like, the community of it all, because I went ahead and I talked to Broken Token, and I had an issue with one of their boxes.
And they did, like, everything they could do to fix it,
right,
for sure.
Like, and that was so awesome, because it was something that I was just mentioning in passing, and they, like, bent over backwards to try to make me happy.
Right, they wanted to make
it right. It was super awesome.
Even though it was, like, something we purchased a year ago, they were like, don't worry, we can handle this.
We can take care of it.
Right.
Like, we'll fix it for you, and it... They fixed it for me right here at BGG Con. It wasn't like, oh, you know, we'll mail you what you need or anything like that. They're like, no.
Yeah, they went out their way.
This is what you need. Here you go.
Do what they could do, like, here immediately. I mean, they can't always do that, I'm sure, but they did their best to make it right immediately.
It was fantastic.
Right. They did really, really well.
The gamer community is so awesome. Everybody
Definitely.
Seems like they're just so helpful and stuff.
And
you know,
it was just
stuff like this.
I will say it was kind of interesting to see all the different promos and different people and stuff, like Dice Tower had promos for Arcadia Quest. They had promos for King of Tokyo. And then Board Game Geek themselves had their own, like, box, right? It's an advent calendar that has different promos. So every day you open up and you
get... Well, that's from Germany. That was the Brett Spiel advent calendar.
Oh, okay.
And that's from Germany.
But Board Game Geek was the one
selling it. It was from Essen, yeah. And they'll take promos that are collected, like, from Essen and bring them here.
Right.
So then in America, you can get, like, a second chance at
that.
Right,
so I don't have to fly to Germany today.
Well, yeah, not today.
Which is kind of nice. I'm sure we'll go there soon.
Yeah, no, it was really awesome. And the shirts are cool this year for the Board Game
Week
convention.
Old
it's the old Western style t-shirt and everything. Because we're in Dallas, Texas, so... Got to have the Cowboys, you know?
That is definitely, definitely true. So far I've been very impressed. The only thing I haven't liked is I'm so used to scheduled gaming. I'm used to filling out my schedule, you know, writing out where I'm going to be, and then having a schedule of like, oh, I'm going to go learn this game, this game, this game. I'm going to go play in this tournament. There's definitely tournaments with really good prizes.
And
the raffles are like,
prizes.
You know, stacks of games whenever they do prizes. So the prize support is crazy. It was really crazy and great, but there just isn't a whole bunch of scheduled gaming. It's like in one or two rooms, maybe one sign-up sheet.
Well, like
not what I'm necessarily used to.
Wednesday was daunting because it was like we were in a new environment on our own. Like, we're trying to figure everything out. We didn't know a whole lot of people, or at least, you know, we might have known somebody on Twitter or something. But I have never met them in person, so I don't know what they look like. But whenever Thursday came up and they opened up the, you know, two extra rooms and everything,
right,
and then the the publishers were
right because they want to show
teaching
you their
things.
Games.
Then
definitely.
That was much easier, and then it's almost like okay, you play some of those games, you get to meet people there, then you can go back to the hall and stuff. So I can see how over you know the next what 4 or 5 days or whatever it is. That you could definitely make, you know, your group of friends, and then, okay, you know, every year we're going to meet here and stuff like that.
Right, or, oh, I played with you last year.
Right.
You know, what are you playing
because I think
right
that's what happens is a lot of people will come here with, you know, a certain group of people, and then they just play with that group of people every single year.
Right, and they are good about, they have a first-timers and orphan
meetup, yeah,
too.
The first-timers
just
orientation.
To kind of give you an idea, because, like, one thing we didn't know
right.
about were the 25s, which is... They just had basically, essentially on almost every single floor,
yeah.
room 10, 1025 was
like a mini conference room.
Right,
almost.
Mini conference room that had
with
open
gaming
in it.
Yeah.
So even if you were on the you know the ground floor or the lower level, like there's gaming on you know the fourth floor and the fifth floor and the sixth floor. And so if you needed like maybe a little bit quieter space, if you already had a group or if you wanted to rent from the library and... The library was very generous, too. You had, like, 4 hours for brand new games and
yeah.
8 hours for older titles and stuff. And older titles by, like, oh, this was put out last year. Oh, it's so old. So,
still really excellent
very,
games.
Very impressed with the library. And the registration was super fast. Actually, it was just ridiculously fast.
We just walked in and just got our
yeah.
stuff. And
it was like, walk
was
in here, have board games. Like, oh, okay, I guess.
Thanks.
This is the best thing ever. I love you.
Yeah.
Is this too soon? Yeah, so no, it was really good. And for the most part, the distributor, or not the distributors, but the people that are making the games, they're here in force. They want to answer your questions. They've got promos. They want to show you how their games work. They want to show you their new games. You got to play some prototypes with Gambling Games again.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
awesome.
They had Tiny Epic Quest here. They had another bigger game that's going to be coming
out
the hopefully
big game
soon.
Is good. What is it? Heroes of Land, Air,
and
Land, and Sea
yeah,
or something? Land, Air, and Sea, I think.
Which
yeah.
was very much like the Tiny Epic games as far as
but
some of the mechanics.
It's so expanded. It's
right.
so expanded. Like,
yes.
Oh, I love it.
It's a much longer
yeah.
game, and it was actually, it looked daunting at first, but man, it got to be a lot of fun. And we were playing with wooden meeples and... The actual game, once it gets kickstarted,
the art's going to be fantastic.
We'll have miniatures, actual miniatures and
right.
stuff. So you're going to have...
Oh, yeah, it's like, its first miniature game, which is going to be exciting. And the miniatures
right.
look amazing, guys.
Well, they're doing a lot, especially, I mean, they've got the item meeples, which
yeah.
are really cool, where your meeples could actually hold a sword and bow. And
I know.
It's all
it's so
integrated
exciting.
With
they're making such
Tiny Epic Quest, which is...
Very interesting
yeah,
strides.
Very looking, very cool-looking game
yeah.
That we got to play, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
So I can't wait for the Kickstarter version to get out there, and then,
yeah.
you know, because it's just going to be even better. Because we were still playing with the technically it was a prototype, you know, a few
right.
of the things, like the dice weren't exact and stuff.
Well, what was your favorite thing that you've played thus far?
I don't know what my favorite is. I will say I enjoyed Pandemic, the Cthulhu version.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, it was like Rise of Cthulhu, I believe, or something like that. Reign of Cthulhu. There's some other
yeah,
parts
it's
of
just
Cthulhu.
Pandemic
but,
Cthulhu.
Well, it's not Pandemic Cthulhu. It's, you know, something else. But it's
Cthulhu Pandemic.
No, it's not. That but that was actually a lot of fun. So if you're familiar with Pandemic, it's got some of the same mechanics, but instead of chasing down these little cubes that explode everywhere, you've got. You know, cultists, and they're trying to bring the old gods back, or bring the old gods to Earth, if you will, or from the whatever dimension they're in. And it was almost like simplified, but you were thrown into it immediately. Like first round through, we were already awakening old gods and getting restrictions, and I went mad within two rounds. I was already crazy, and that affects what your character can do and what they can't do, and. Yeah, so it was very interesting. Like, everything in that game is like, oh, you get this bonus. Here, use this item. By the way, it makes you mad. So, like, you're gonna go crazy if you use it. So roll the dice.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy do you go?
Right.
So it's very interesting. So it's like, here's a plus, but here's a negative. So although it was almost more simplified, I felt like I was already, like, 5 or 6 rounds into Pandemic, and it was already like, okay, what are we doing? Oh, God, what's that? What's this doing? Oh, that thing's making it through the portal. Don't let it through the portal! You know, it was very... you were definitely in it very quickly. It was
right.
good. I liked it.
You hit the ground running, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
And we actually need to go play more games once we get off this
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's so much to do. We got to sign up for some stuff and go check out some board games.
It's going to be good. Well, hopefully we gave you guys some information that you liked. And
yeah, this is supposed to be a pod short. Hopefully it was short.
Yeah, and we got to go. We got more games to play. Yeah. So all right. Bye, guys.
See ya. This has been a Glory Hound production in association with Abnormal Entertainment. For more shows, game news, and amazing adventures, follow us at gloryhound.com, at gloryhound on Twitter, or in Glory We Trust on Facebook.
Head to abnormalentertainment.com for all of our podcasts and blogs. Go to cinemaheadcheese.com for our movie reviews and news. Don't forget our YouTube channels, Abnormal Podcast and Cinema Head Cheese. Get us on Twitter, at Abnormal Podcast, and find all of our shows and Abnormal Entertainment on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.